You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We are located at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We're two blocks north of 520. We're two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. And we are a church that is blessed to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to God. We want to be a blessing to our family. We want to be a blessing to the church and to our community, and we do those things in that order. We want to be a blessing spiritually and relationally, however we can be a blessing. That's what we strive to do. And I will tell you that there are sometimes people who say, you should do things differently. And my response is, look, when God uses us to be a blessing, he also makes blessings flow to us. And what he has been able to do for us is beyond anything that man could do for us. And so we are very, very thankful for the privilege of living a blessed life so that we can be a blessing. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Vyrick Air. They are located in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. They are a gift from God to Brevard County. They are in the air conditioning and heating sales services and repair industry, and that is in Florida. And Florida gets hot. It has... we've had some heat indices over 100 already. There have been days that my electric or my air conditioner at my house, it was running all day, and it would lose a little bit of ground here and there. And so one of the things I am thankful for is whenever afternoon thunderstorms come in and it cools the house down so it can get to where I can sleep at night. But Vyrick Air, they do a wonderful job taking care of my AC. They also take care of our church's air conditioner. I trust them implicitly. They have come at times when I thought I had a major problem and said, you got a minor problem. There have been times when I thought I had a minor problem. They said, no, you got a major problem. And they know what they are doing, and they bring biblical values. Dennis pastors a church in Central Florida. He preaches the word. He lives the word. He practices the word in his business. They primarily work in residential settings, but they also work in light commercial settings. They do provide emergency service when necessary. They try to provide you with the best service possible and at an affordable price. They do so in an upfront manner. Their service area includes all of Brevard County from Barefoot Bay all the way up to the Mims-Scottsmore area. If you find yourself in need of their services, they may be the resource you are looking for, 321-632-9538. So we are talking about, as believers, we are supposed to live a life of love. We're in the Gospel of John. We're going to be in chapter 14. From chapter 14, we will migrate into chapter 15 at whatever point that comes, whether it's today or tomorrow. But love, living a life of love, does not just mean you say the words. It doesn't just mean that you love God on Sunday for an hour or an hour and a half, and then you move on. The life of love that God wants us to live is something that is 24/7. It is something that you don't run away from, you embrace because of all of the benefits and the impact that it has, not only on yourself, but on those around you. So today I'm going to finish reading John chapter 14. I'm going to go back and revisit verse 29, 30. And then our focus today is in verse number 31. Jesus said, "And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, that you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here." On yesterday's program, we had talked about that Jesus was telling the people, the disciples and us, from his love and from his actions, he was doing so to foster belief so that people would know that he knows what he's talking about. He said what he meant what he said, and he did just that. So when my kids were growing up, we did not tell them things that were untrue. There are things that other people would communicate with their kids, and we don't condemn them. We just didn't want to do that with our kids, because at some point in time, we did not want them to find out that what we had said wasn't reality. And then them extrapolate that and say, well, if they lied to me about that, did they lie to me about Jesus? We wanted to make sure that they believed in Jesus. And so at times we would tell them something and they would say, that's not true. And my wife came up with a response, and she said, okay, you're right. I know that you have been, you know, living with us for all of these years, whatever the age was, pick 15. You're 15 years old, and we've never lied to you, but we picked today to be the day that we started lying to you. And the point of that is, when we tell you something, you can trust us, you can believe us. We also talked about yesterday that because we live a life of love, we want to purge our life of as much sin and ungodly behavior as we possibly can. Today in verse number 31, it says, "But that the world may know that I love the Father." So Jesus lived a life of love so that his motivation, his love for the Father, would be evident to observers. Love is something that is best expressed not just in words, but in actions. And many times, There are people who say with their mouth that they love someone, but their actions do not align with those words. And Jesus said, look, the things that I see the Father doing, those are the things that I do. The things that I hear the Father saying, those are the things that I speak. And as he comes to the conclusion of chapter 14, he says, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do." When God speaks to us, when God makes his will known to us, our obedience to him should scream love of God to those who are watching. And I will tell you, people are watching. So, a long time ago, we were living in Florida. We had no family here. My job abruptly ended because the company went out of business. The job that I was assured that I would have after that, at the last minute, dematerialized. They made commitments that they didn't keep, and suddenly I found myself with plenty of time to complete, you know, the projects that needed to be done around the house. And we only had the one child at that point in time, and my parents said, hey, you know, we will pay for you to bring, you know, our grandchild and come for a visit. Well, that's fine. The vehicle that I had was not a great vehicle. I mean, it was great in concept, and it was a holy vehicle. It just wasn't H-O-L-Y. It was H-O-L-E-Y. It had lots of holes in it and things like that. And it was a 1968 Mustang. The original color was blue. There was also some rust. There was some clear, because you could see clear through it. There was also some gray primer and some rust-colored primer and things like that. There, where body work had been done, it was not a great vehicle, functionally at that point in time. And so I was like, okay, we can do that. And so my son and I, we got in the car and we drove all the way to Oklahoma. And my grandmother looked out and she made this statement when she saw that vehicle. She said, that boy's got more faith than all of us combined. Not necessarily true, but that was the conclusion she came to when she saw what I was willing to drive, and it was a vehicle she wouldn't, you know, have driven cross country in. I do believe this. I do believe that faith is an action word. It's a noun, but it also is meant to be action. Faith is not philosophical. Faith is not intellectual. It's action. It's got spiritual roots. And though it's spiritually motivated for us to take action. And love is the same way. It should be evident. So the Bible reminds husbands many, many times to love their wives. Because if we're not careful, we can miss the mark in that area. Because of the way that we're created, there can be a sinful predisposition not to act in the way that we are supposed to when it comes to our wives. Wives, on the other hand, are tempted or inclined to not honor their husbands, not respect their husbands. There are two different inclinations, and God tells us, look, that's not an excuse. It is something that needs to be overcome with the help of the Holy Spirit. And so we as Christians are privileged to live our lives in such a way that we don't have to scream, I love Jesus. We put it on display each and every day, and it should be evident to observers. And I will tell you, people are watching. They pay more attention to what you do than what you say. And no matter how much they may fight against your proclamation of faith, they should be able to see day after day by day a consistent demonstration of the love that we have with God. Jesus said, because that's my motive, because I want the world to know that I love the Father, I do what he commands me to do. Love causes our actions to align with the commandments of God. And so it's an uncompartmentalized life. It's not do as I say, not as I do. It is, look, because I want you to know that I love God and I love you, my actions are going to align with the Word of God. So, one of my kids lives up in North Florida, and they're active in ministry. They have a full-time job in the legal world, but they're involved in ministry. The whole family's involved in ministry. All of my kids' families are involved in ministry, and we're very thankful for that, because they did not have, you know, a luxurious upbringing, luxurious in serving at the church and all of that sort of stuff. Yes, they've lived a blessed life. They're all, you know, doing well. We're thankful for that. But, you know, if you were looking at it from the standards of the world, they faced a lot of challenges, and I'm very thankful for the grace of God that he's exhibited in their life to continue, follow him, love him, and serve him, and to make him known. So my daughter had the opportunity to sit in one of their church services. It was one of her Sundays that she didn't have to be involved in ministry, and the pastor was talking about God's word as our manual, and she said, my brain went to Emmanuel's manual, God with us, his manual. And I want you to think about that. She was quite proud of that that connection, and so I'll give her credit when I tell her I talked about this. But that's what the Word of God is. The Word of God says, because God is with me, I'm going to behave in the way that is going to exhibit and testify that God is with us. That's what Emmanuel means, God with us. And so our actions need to align not with the expectations of the world, but with the commandments that we've been given in the Word. So, because I love God, I know that I can trust him beyond that which I understand. So, he may have me do something that I have no clue as to why I'm doing it. And we tried to teach our children, look, don't wait for understanding. Obey first. The understanding will come later. And, so love causes our actions to align with the commandments of God. And I hope that that is true, not just of the preacher, but true of the congregation as well. And I will say this, not just true in the congregation, but true in the pastor, the preacher as well. We need more demonstrations of actions that align with the Word of God because we love him, not fewer. There are too many bad examples, too many shortcomings, too many challenges. Let's ask God to change our hearts so that our actions align with the commandments of God to a much better degree. So the last thing I'll say, and by the way, this is the day we kiss June goodbye. That means we're closer to cooler weather. It also means the night, The sunset is coming a few minutes earlier each and every day. So if you got some things you want to get done late at night, get out there and get it done. But man, I look forward to the cooler temperatures, and I know we're just halfway through the year. We still got several months to go, but a guy can dream. A guy can look forward with joy to lower electric bills here in a few weeks. The third thing that I want to share with you here has to do with Arise, Let Us Go From Here. And I would say this: love advances. It doesn't retreat. Anytime you love, you are making yourself vulnerable. There's an expression that the world has: better to have loved and lost than not to have ever loved at all. I would say it's better to have loved and advanced than to have loved or to have never loved at all or to have retreated. Keep growing. One of the tendencies that couples have is that once they get married, they forget the passionate pursuit of the relationship that they had before they were married. Marriage, the wedding wasn't the end of the pursuit. It was just a ceremony that said, this is going to be my exclusive pursuit with human relationships from this point forward. So keep growing, keep loving, keep advancing. Don't retreat. And so Jesus says, arise, let us go from here. We're not on this journey alone. I would tell you that the fruit of the Spirit is love. So it has a spiritual source, and as believers, we should be much better at manifesting that fruit than unbelievers. I want to treat my wife so well that no one else could ever be a temptation to her. And she loves me better than anybody else on the planet could love me. And I was thinking about this after a funeral I preached. And I was reflecting on the husband who had loved his wife marvelously through some of the most challenging years, and is such an inspiration, an example, and an encouragement to others to be able to live that way. But I was thinking, you know, a lot of times people are, they fall in love with people who have good looks or resources. Nothing wrong with those things. But I was like, God, I am so thankful that you blessed me with a wife who's on fire for you. The first thing that attracted me to her, besides an unexpected word from God in a prayer closet, where I was praying about something else entirely, and all of a sudden God said something, and I was like, didn't see that coming. And I'm so thankful that he put us together, but she has a heart for God, and she has a heart to serve. She has a heart to represent him well. She has a heart to pray. And as I was thinking about that, it's like, man, I pray that more people in Brevard County have such a love that as they're advancing in life and they are continually growing and continually moving forward in obedience to God, that they are surrounded by people who love God, who can pray in such a way that God sees faith, God answers prayer, and that when they pray, hell is terrified because of how effective those prayers are. You know, having shared hobbies, that's fine. Having shared interest, okay. Going through the similar life experiences at the same time, that's fine. But I tell you what, I want to grow. I'm now a Medicare enrollee, not just eligible. That's tough to swallow. But I tell you what, as I look towards this season of my life, I'm so thankful that I get to move forward with a God who loves me, with a wife who loves me, with a church who loves me, with kids who love me, and we can pray and say, you know what? We're not looking to retreat. We're not looking to let off the gas. We're looking to advance. We're looking to move forward. We're looking forward to making kingdom impact, because we want the world to know, hey, God loves us, we love him, but he also loves others, and they need to know that he loves them so that they can fall in love with him. God bless you. Today's June 30th, 2026. Half of the year is gone. What are we going to do with the second half? I pray that we will move forward with a life of love that will impact others around us, that they'll be able to see it, that they will see that we're living a life that aligns with God's word, and that we're moving forward. We're not looking to retreat. God bless you. Have a great day. See you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."